Yes, Read. 1-800 Yes, Read.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Legion Gene. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know. I can take it, but I can also dish it out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WKFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, turkey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Incredible! He's in with a John Pop. Had to recut a spot on Friday night.
Did you really?
Yeah. You know, John Pop, bless his heart.
Yes, he's an institution here at the radio station.
He is, without a doubt, the laziest man in the world.
That's
he
right.
makes Rob Spiewak look like a hard worker, okay?
This is one of the few guys here that wishes the elevator actually took you to your car.
John.
What's John Pop?
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, John. Hi, Don and Mike. I just want you to know that I, too, have imbibed and enjoyed those chocolate-covered raisins, too.
No surprise. Johnny, question for you.
Yes.
When you do your production,
yes.
And when I say production, what I mean is like commercials.
Yes.
John will occasionally have to do a commercial saying all the promotional stuff the station's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you do those right on the cart?
At times I do, yes.
There you go!
We call that DTC, direct to cart.
Let me explain the way that a normal production person would do it.
Mm-hmm.
What you would do is, you would put it on a reel-to-reel tape.
Reel-to-tape, they call it a work tape.
And that way, if you made a mistake,
right.
you would start over again.
And sometimes you can edit it together, and it's just a very handy way of doing it.
And then what you have to do is, you have to go from the reel of tape,
right.
you have to dub that onto a smaller tape cartridge like this one I'm holding in my hand.
That's
right.
what we work right. off of. They look like 8-tracks.
However, John has figured out that he can take out a step
mm-hmm.
by not putting it on the reel-to-reel tape, by simply recording directly onto the cartridge.
Right, DTC.
And sometimes you'll actually have music in the background, too, right?
Yes, it does have music and production elements, too, so it's a whole lot going on.
So what you'll do is you'll start your tape cartridge, you'll hold your breath,
right.
so that you can't hear anything, and then start the music as soon as you start recording on the cart.
Correct.
There you go.
All right, now, I'm going to guess that commercial that we played on Friday...
Oh, the Ryan Keel or whatever?
Yeah. There's a guy from the Redskins who's making an appearance
right
somewhere, and his name is Ryan Keel, but John Rennan is Ryan Cool.
Ryan Cool.
And what was the other one, Robbie?
Hey, we're
going to
go a trip to Nassau.
A trip to Nassau?
Nassau, Bahamas.
Right. And we played that, and I said to Rob, I said, oh, Johnny mispronounced that football player's
right.
name.
Right.
And Rob said that... Johnny was very distraught when he had to redo the commercial.
Very
Friday
frustrated.
Night.
Did you
yes.
Now, when you did the redo, did you do that direct to cart?
Actually, I did that one on tape.
Wonderful. Wow. Good man.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Pop.
Very good.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See you in Nassau.
DTC, baby.
Nassau, Bahamas with Ryan Cool.
See, you got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way John does it. That's the total laziest possible way that you can do production.
The best analogy I can think of is something my mom used to say to me. It's called a lazy man's load.
Yeah.
It's when you carry so much, simply not because you're trying to be energetic. You carry it because you are actually trying to eliminate two trips.
Hold on. How again? What about John Pop and his life-saving cart?
This is true. He has a cart.
John has like a librarian's cart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like or when you were in high school,
mm-hmm.
when you would move a TV from room to room, you'd have that big, tall, kind of brownish cart that you would
right.
push down
on
a
metal shelf on wheels.
Right. Well, what John does is John will pile up all of the tapes from the Liddy Show.
Because in the old days, when he didn't have the cart, that would mean, I hate to say this, but it would kill him, 2 trips.
Yeah. Right.
So John, you can make 1 trip with the cart.
What John would do is take all of Mr. Liddy's tapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't have as many as we do, but he's got, you know, hundreds of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And he would put them all, stack them up like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yep.
And he put headphones, and he would also have his bowls of food and stuff. Right.
Fruit and cereals, various, you know, all the major food groups were on that cart.
And you see John going down the hall with his labor-saving cart.
And that's when they were redesigning the building. He asked John to, Pop what he wanted, and he wanted a dumbwaiter. He actually wanted to have a dumbwaiter in the corner so he could, he put his cart in there and just hoist a rope and bring it up to the second floor.
I need to say in advance that I really do love John, and he and I have
do too. John,
we have a club.
John Pop's one of the nicest guys you'd want to meet here.
Yes, we all get set to just bust his balls a little bit. But, what, Robbie, what?
You know what? I blanked. Mm. I blanked because you're making me laugh about the labor-saving cart.
Well, you know, I think. Are you still going to get in the hand truck for Christmas?
I am. And a small Cuban to push it.
But I'm telling you, this director cart.
Oh, it's funny.
Maybe we're not translating it correctly in the radio business. But what it means is that when, like, remember when we used to have a guy that worked here named Rick McClure?
Right.
And sometimes me and Mike would turn on the microphone in the production room, mm-hmm. and you'd hear this guy doing a commercial where he would go, "Save on Subarus at Hagerstown Suburb. Take two.
Right.
Save on Subarus. Take three.
Mm-hmm.
Save on Subaru." I mean, you would hear the guy make mistake after mistake after mistake.
Sure.
Until finally he got the commercial correct. Mm-hmm. Then he would put it on the cartridge. The pressure that Johnny puts himself under is putting it directly on the cartridge means...
Probably something we all have done at one time or another. When we're under the gun, if there was a time constraint, you wanted to get in and do it. John, it's kind of like his standard way of doing it.
And the problem that you run is that if you mispronounce a word...
Right.
Or something like that...
It stays.
And occasionally, when you're doing it directly on the cart and you do mispronounce a word, there is a... I don't want to impugn anyone's integrity here, but there's a slight desire to maybe simply let it go and just bring the cart into the studio and get home.
Close enough.
Yes, Charlie.
Much like he did for that, that one spot he cut for a stereo store where they had bass contests.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's a good one, Charlie. When bass, you know, when you're talking about the bass in a speaker became bass. And it was a bet. That was another directly on the cart. And, you know, that's not. That's because he's eager to just finish the project.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no need to go back and listen to it again. That would be.
That would take an extra 60 seconds, Mike.
That's an added step. That's an added step. Something you might pick up if you did listen to it again, but no. That's in the studio as soon as he's done.
He makes up the time, though, with his pretty cartridge labels.
Oh, that's the other thing. Right. Thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm. Most guys at the station, when you do a commercial,
right,
you do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
You write the number of the commercial in the lower left hand so
yes.
it can be easily indexed.
Right.
Then you sit at a typewriter and you type out, like this one I'm going to play in a minute, Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the intro on it is 0.1.
Right.
The spot's 60 seconds long. It has the letter C, which means it's a cold ending.
Cold. Just stops. No fade out or anything.
Then the next line is how long the commercial runs.
Mm-hmm.
11:23 to 12:11. And it says agency to let you know that it was done by a professional agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last line is less hassle, which is the out cue. And as you can see, all of this is very...
Which is the out cue and coincidentally the work philosophy of certain people here.
I would like to point out that the word hassle is spelled incorrectly here. H-A-S-S-E-L.
Yes.
But still, it's a very neat and professional job.
Now, but that typing is very time consuming.
Mm-hmm. Let me show you what John Pop does.
I don't believe I have ever seen one of his labels, and I'm looking forward to this.
This is it, Mike. You can see.
Oh my God, look at that.
John, can I take the time to type the label?
What did he do? Did he like write it as he was running into the studio?
That's John's handwriting. Got bad handwriting.
My God.
So he takes a Sharpie and writes the number in the lower left-hand corner.
Good.
Then rather than take the extra 30 to 40 seconds it would take to put the cartridge label into a typewriter and type it out, he simply writes on there.
Right.
And he doesn't write all over Washington.
No,
again,
you can't do that because that would take
too
time.
Much time. He writes AOW.
Kind of looks like OW.
And it was originally supposed to run 12:07 only.
No need for relabeling then.
Right, so what he did, he just scratched out only and wrote to 12:11. And then it says, Pop, 60, and the out cue simply says, D-O-I-T. Now, right. You might think that's the word Deutz, mm-hmm. but I believe that is do it.
But he does put the dashes between every letter, which would make it very clear to whoever is playing that particular commercial.
Do you think this is direct on Kurt?
Oh, I guarantee it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Okay, very good.
Let's give it a listen. Let's give it a listen. And you know, maybe John Pop will surprise us. This would be a perfect read, and you would never have known the guy did it right on Kurt.
I'm pulling for him, and I'm rooting for him. I hope that's true.
Here we go.
WKFK is all over Washington.
Enter the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Union Shutout Contest to win a chance to go on the road to see the Redskins play. Just mail a postcard with your name, address, age, day, and evening phone numbers to Shutout Contest.
All right. He's already said, just mail postcard.
Right.
He's like talking like Bizarro.
Yeah, just mail postcard.
Just mail postcard. I bet it's just mail a postcard.
I suppose you want me to go back and do the whole thing over again.
I'm just nitpicking, Mike.
Okay.
Just mail postcard. Me like sex.
Care of WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. A contestant will be randomly selected each week to win the road trip. The Redskins must shut out their opponent in any remaining game of the 1998 season. If the Redskins don't shut out any of their opponents, there'll be a random drawing at the end of the season from all postcards received to win a pair of season tickets for the 1999 Redskins season. No purchase necessary. Party like it's 1999 at Capital Countdown 99, presented by Shack Events and Washington Party Group, the nation's premier New Year's Eve gala, with four all-inclusive parties in one at the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel. For details, call 703-242-DOIT.
All right.
That's
702-242-DOIT.
Oh, it is D-O-I-T, so the dashes were appropriate.
I guess so.
D-O-I-T.
Very nice, Johnny.
That is fun, and that's... You know, that's the sweating the detail, putting the dashes between the letters.
Mm-hmm. Just let me re-listen to that first part about Redskins tickets, okay?
Because maybe I was wrong about that.
Yeah, maybe
it's
a mistake.
It is all over Washington.
Enter the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Union Shutout Contest to win a chance to go on the road to see the Redskins play. Just mail a postcard with your name.
No, Don, you unfortunately were right about that.
Just mail postcard.
Just mail postcard, yes.
Just mail postcard.
All right, we'll 649.
Something that if it was on a work tape, you might go back and do it again.
Right. Randomly selected.
All right. Tiny detail. There's no need to spend money.
You got the other John Pop production around? Let's get another one.
That's wonderful. I think it's a good idea. Because I'll tell you, it's easy on the ear. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Good label.
I like his voice.
That's a good label. Another label is... You know, Rudy Martsky laughs at John Pop's handwriting. Just let me say that.
Had a little trouble with those numbers at the bottom of the cartridge label.
That's 1-888.
Is it an 888?
I think so.
Maybe he got a little muscle fatigue when he was writing those three
AJFK all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary.
That was good.
Join former Redskin Ryan Keel this Tuesday night at Champions of Georgia.
Oh, is this the recut?
That must be the recut.
Oh, this is the recut.
He used a work tape, he said, on the recut.
Oh, that's right. So this one would be done perfect.
Sorry, yeah. Soon.
From 9 to 11 p.m. for your chance to be a star quarterback. If you can throw a football through the arms of the receiver and score the most points, you could win a cruise for two to Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah.
And two tickets to the
Super. See, that's the one Friday where we said Ryan Cool. And how do you say Nassau?
Nassau.
Nassau.
Nassau, Bahamas.
All right, hold on. We know that one's perfect.
Here he comes right now.
John Pop.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he's making an appearance here.
Johnny Pop, everyone.
I just want you to know that I'm actually getting ready to go cut an Oliver Washington right now.
Are you going to do it direct on Cart?
I may. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. All right, good man. That was a challenge.
That's
see.
Good. That's good. Well, it's you, and don't go changing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Enjoy.
We will.
How do I turn the production room on?
We got to hear this.
You see, now he'll be under real pressure to really do a yeoman's job on it, to do it very professionally. Like,
you know, I miss the days of Rick McClure when we would always... always listen in on the production sessions.
Which one? Production 2 or Production 1, Robbie?
Production 2.
Production 2?
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right, he should be firing up the...
You know what? It'll take him a moment to put the cartridge in the machine that will erase the cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Not a long moment, though. He should get chopping. Is he's planning on going to the studio right now?
He just walked in there, but the mic's not on yet.
Oh, the mic's not on?
That's amazing. What's he doing?
Is he in Chris's studio or the other studio?
He's in the Slough studio.
Oh, he's in the Kate Slough studio. In the Slough suite.
Finest sound quality in Washington right there.
All over Washington.
I thought that was him for a minute, Mike. That was you. That was you doing that.
Did I hear a throat clear,
Johnny?
I heard a throat clear there.
You know where the
mic not on?
The mic not on.
The mic's not on yet.
Might want to tell him to get cracking, Rob. A lot of pressure on this one.
Well, we got a big national audience. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Light just went on. See? I can see the light from our studio.
Playing with you.
I could have sworn I heard a throat clear. That sounded,
I thought so too.
It sounded pop-rific.
We should give him. Oh, there's the tape being. Oh, he's using the work tape.
Hello.
Here we go.
Rob, it's production two.
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay, here we go.
You're listening to a commercial being recorded as we speak on a work tape.
We've like shamed him into this. Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip...
Hey, go walk in on him, Rob.
Tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February
28th.
Hey.
Yeah, we just came in and said we're all behind you.
Behind me now.
Wait, best wishes from the Don and Mike show.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hey, Rob?
Rob,
thanks, Rob.
In the middle of
that's Rob Spiewak all over Washington.
Is he going direct on Carter, or is he using a work tape?
I didn't notice. Hold on.
Rob's going to go back in there.
Right.
Yes, we feel the cards are refilled.
Maybe he is going right on the
card. Can I check your card on that?
I'm trying to, yes.
He is!
Okay, all right, then.
Way to go.
All right, then don't interrupt that.
This is a live take.
Okay.
All right, live take. Here we go.
This is good. This is real time.
So live, that's wait for the card to reach you so I can redo it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rules, no purchase necessary. Go Skins!
All right, so here's what's wrong with that.
He kind of slurred his words.
Right. Yes,
and when you're doing a commercial, you got to sound very assertive when you're reading a copy.
You got to punch out that copy.
This is the best thing that will ever happen to you. And when John was doing that, it was kind of like, this is the best thing that will ever happen to you.
Yeah. And not to nitpick, but he also said, listen to the Redskins radio.
Yeah, I heard that one. I
don't know what that
is. Oh, hold on. John can hear us. Hi, John.
Yes.
Are you gonna have to redo it?
I'm yelling. Yeah, that one I'll have to redo.
Nonsense, John. That's a keeper.
Put it on the master reel and go home.
All right, one more time. No pressure, John, but we're all listening.
Okay. I'm listening to your critique, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying it?
Then this time,
I'd like to also say that we're not here right now. That tape's in the studio.
I would like to bet this time that Johnny aces it with possibly the best enunciation he's ever made on a WJFK commercial.
I'm going to go with you on that one. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say he is going to kill this one. He's going to slay us.
What do you think, Buzzy?
Perfect. I think it'll be perfect.
Home run?
You got a lot of pressure on you now, John.
Charlie Broyhill doubts that.
He doubts it. He's the one doubter.
All right, hold on. Hey, come here, Charlie. Let's bet $1 on this, okay? Very seriously.
All right.
Let's say, hey, Charlie, you want to bet $1? That Pop can't make it through this whole thing without screwing it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you're on. $1.
Yeah. You're on.
That means you're going to get $3.
That's right.
You're going to get one from Buzz, right, from me, and from Don.
Are you in on this, Robbie?
No.
No, all right. Of course not.
I hate to bet.
All right. Stand by.
You hate to bet poker, buddy.
Here we go. Here we go. This is it. Ready for the best
take card.
Live on card. Here we go.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's five-star ship, the MS Veendam. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 1-888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401. Visit the Dish Network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio, and if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See indoors display all.
Ah!
Charlie, get $3 out. Get your money, Charlie.
Charlie gets $3.
You're lucky I didn't say what I normally say when I screw up.
There you go, Charlie. There's my dollar for you. There's your dollar.
That's $3 for Charlie.
The pressure was just too much.
Oh, you almost did it there, John.
Yeah.
No,
So now, John, now are you rethinking going directly onto Carter? Are you now thinking about putting things on a reel of tape first?
Yeah, I do that from time to time. It depends on how much time I have.
And you're a very busy man. We should point that out.
But sometimes you're right. It's stupid. I'll redo it five times onto a cart, and in time I could have just read it right onto a piece of tape. So. Mm-hmm.
But right now we're still going direct to cart.
We are direct to cart.
That's the only way we want to hear it.
Okay. DTC.
To be the third take.
Stand by. I'm waiting for the cart to re-cue itself.
This is the good one.
We're recording.
That's the way it is when you direct a cart.
You ever use the digital thing they have in there, John?
Yes, actually, I am learning how to use that right now. So I.
How long have you been learning that, John?
About 3 years now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
So we got a thing in there, this digital editor thing, that makes, like, production so much easier.
That's the greatest.
You press one button, and it digitally edits all these things that used to be so time-consuming.
You can put all this information in there.
You used to have to use a razor blade and crayons on tape.
Yeah, you'd have to draw on a tape where you wanted to make an edit, then use a razor blade to cut it, and then you'd have to get this teeny tiny tape so you could tape the two pieces of tape together.
And at least at some of the places I worked at, we were always running out of that tape.
Oh, of course.
Using Scotch tape. And that was one of the things about a master reel or work tape. One of the problems with that would be if somebody edited right under the master reel. Because at a real production facility, okay, a real production facility would have a master tape and a work tape. Not here.
Not here.
All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. All right, hold on. Anybody want to bet on this one?
No.
Yeah, I would. Don, I'm going to say he's not going to make it through this one.
I will bet you he makes it through it.
Okay, $1 bet.
Okay, you on? Here, you want in this action?
I'm out this time. I've been burned.
Broyo, you want in?
He's coming in.
He's coming in. We're going to see what he
wants. What do you think? Is he going to make it or is he not going to make it this time?
He's not going to make it.
He's not going to make it.
All right, I'll take both of these guys. Okay, I have faith in John Pomp.
You get $2 if he makes it all the way through. You pay us $1 each if he doesn't.
How strict are we going to be about pronunciation and stuff?
No, I'll be as lenient as I was the first time.
Okay, all right. Very good.
I would tell you right now that under those guidelines, I would have used the first one as a keeper.
I think John should be the ultimate judge because he's the one who has to decide whether or not it goes on the air.
No, I think you're being foolish there, Rob.
Well, he has no financial interest in it.
All right, come on. We got to do a break. John, no pressure, but give us a great one this time.
Here we go.
Stand by.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's five-star ship, the MS Vindon. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401. Visit the Dish Network display at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio, and if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See in-store display for additional details and contest rules. No purchase necessary, and go Skins!
No, what was that? No, purchase necessary. Sorry, Mike, I got $1 for you. I got $1 for you, Charlie.
Johnny had a little trouble with purchase at the end there.
I know.
Are you aware of that? Because Rob said you were the ultimate judge.
Now, listen, be honest with me. If we weren't listening to you right now,
would I let that one go?
Would you let that go?
If it was running for a day, probably.
How many days is that supposed to run for?
This one runs for 3 days.
Ooh. So by your standards, would that be a keeper for you?
That'd be borderline.
Mm-hmm. Here's your dollar, Charlie.
Thank you.
Mike, here's your dollar.
Thank you, Doc.
You'll learn.
So close. Dom was making a fist for you at the end there, rooting you through to the finish line.
And I had it.
Like the second to last word.
I know.
I had it. All right, we want to try one more time?
So. Yeah, we going to wager on this one, too?
Sure, I'll bet you on this one.
Okay.
So close, yet so far.
All right, here we go. Once again, perhaps I'm a fool. I will bet that John Pop will do it correctly.
I'm going to say not a chance.
I'm going to go with you, Don. I think he'll get it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll owe you guys each a dollar.
That's pressure.
Okay?
All right.
Good luck, John.
Here we go.
Stand by.
Well, guess what? It's not hang on.
Okay.
All right. It's fine equipment.
Just relax.
Here we go.
You just relax there, Johnny.
You got it this time.
I'm behind you 1,000%.
All right, here we go.
No, you're not. You bet that he would screw it up again.
Oh, that's right.
WJFK
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. You'll set sail on February 28th on board Holland America's five-star
strong read this
MS Dean Dom. For more information, call the travel group toll-free at 1-888-255-0401. That's 888-255-0401.
Come on. That was okay.
Any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to the Redskins radio.
Oh, my God. You are bankrupting me, Johnny. Mike. Here is another dollar for you.
Actually, this is becoming quite a lucrative show for me today.
Oh my God.
All right.
I'm ready to quit now.
All right, I got to do a break anyway. Let us know if you get it done right, John.
That's our show.
Okay, thank you. Here he is, Central Linux producer Johnny Pop, live from the production room, live on cart.
Oh, man.
Mike, when you were in Atlantic City, did they have anything as any gambling as exciting as this?
Not a chance. I'd love to have the John Pop Pavilion.
We'll come right back.
That's right. We'll
into a commercial. It sounds a little choppy right now as he's doing it, but what we will hear in the end
will be pretty close to a masterpiece.
That's right, an artisan.
Yeah, Rance.
He, the thing I like the most about John Pop. He respects his craft.
Here, here.
Now, why is he playing one of Mr. Liddy's promos now?
Probably have something else to do in there, doesn't he?
Miss Lau is in there working on some of Mr. Liddy's promos.
Ah, what happened to John doing his commercial?
He's still in there. He's cutting the tape now.
He's editing it. Oh, I see. So she's doing her work. Does she know how to use the digital editor?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's using that now to make the promo for Liddy?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's great, because since John hasn't been able to learn to use it in 3 years, he can work off the tape while she works off the digital editor.
Well, Kate is part of his labor saving.
Yeah, she helps him out a lot. How is Kate part of his labor saving?
She spends hours in there working on promos, so John is not.
Right, free to do other things.
Labor saving in that he will simply say to Kate, do this, and leave.
That frees John up to do other tasks.
Like taking the cart up to the second floor.
That's right, and doing all over Washington.
What?
And making labels.
We should mention that John is being a very good sport about all this.
He's a very good guy. I love him.
We think he's being a good sport about all this.
He's laughing in front of us. You know, he might be...
He was laughing in front of us about 40 minutes ago, Mike.
Yeah, he would have done this in 60 seconds if it hadn't been for us.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
He's a good sport, though. He enjoys the ribbing.
Yes, he does.
Go see what he's doing.
All right.
Tell Andy, me. Andy enjoys ribs.
How much for a rib?
Pour some in my hand for a dime.
You got change for 100?
Oh, come on, man.
Uncle brother.
How much for a rib? It's funny to get a progress report as to how things are going right now.
This is excellent because John is multitasking. Mm-hmm. He's editing and he's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yes. Two jobs with one set of hands.
Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name.
That assures quality.
From the WJFK at the start of every...
Is he booking
the channels?
Is he booking a guest for Gordon, or is he ordering dinner?
It could be one of each.
What's the phone number in there? Maybe I'll call him.
892.
Do
you think he'd get mad if he had somebody like...
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey, Don.
John, your pizza's here.
I'll be right over. I'm getting ready to mix down now.
Oh, we're going to mix down now.
Very good.
I couldn't handle doing it live to card anymore. I was getting too much haranguement from your producer.
Okay,
so.
Very good.
Okay, all right.
Too much haranguement.
We're with you, Johnny.
And I think this is close enough to a final take of this one.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Ready to walk out the door.
Okay, beautiful.
Here we go.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye.
Tight, bright, and out of sight.
It's a shame there's not a window in there, you know, that you could walk by the window while the
DJ is okay. All right, here's the final perfect product.
Stop by your local Applebee's restaurant and register to win a trip for two to Dallas to see the Redskins play the Cowboys on December 27th at Texas Stadium. The trip includes round-trip airfare, tickets to the game, two nights hotel accommodations, and much more. No purchase necessary. Join Daryl Green and other Washington Redskins legends for an exotic seven-day Western Caribbean cruise. We'll set sail on February 28th on board Howland America's five-star...
Sounds like he said February wrong.
For more information, call the travel group. group toll-free at 1-888-255.
A little wrong.
That's 1-888.
Rudy's on the phone. He gives this commercial at AMON.
This network is playing at any of the 18 Washington area Sears stores and register to win a Dish Network satellite TV system. Then listen to Redskins Radio, and if Sonny, Sam, or Frank announce your name, you'll automatically win a Dish Network system. See indoor display for additional details and contest rules. No purchase necessary. Go Skins!
Flawless. Ah, fantastic. Okay, really, just a stellar job, I might add.
Perfectly done.
Keep killing me!
Perfectly done. Right, thanks to perfectionist John Pop.
Yeah.
John Pop, what a fine job that was.
Thank you, Johnny.
Rob,
yes.
Go give him a few chocolate-covered raisins.
This is the Don and Mike Show.